Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be coming from Psalms chapter 66 through 68 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I praise God. Amen. We are here on January the 7th already. This year has gone by so quickly. I remember when we actually started, amen, in this journey through the Word on January the 1st and embarking on continuing through December the 31st. I praise God we've been able to be faithful, amen, to this series. And my intention, glory to God, is to continue to do so, amen, and be able to make up the time when we are away. I praise God that He's enabled us to do that, and I hope all of you have been blessed, amen, by the reading of the Word and by the prayers and the Word that comes forth from time to time as we're doing this. I praise God because He is moving. He is healing. He's saving. Amen. He is turning things around. He's maneuvering things in your life and in mine because of our obedience to His will. It is His desire that we know what the Word of God says. It's His desire that we understand what it says, because this is our instruction book for life. We need to know where we came from, what our history was. Amen. Not our histories as a human race, not just our ethnicities under the sun, but our history as human beings. We need to understand where we came from and what the Lord's intent for us was from the very beginning. And His intent was that we be in communion, that we have a relationship with Him. That was always His intention. Amen. The enemy came in and he separated us through his vile seduction. He separated us from God. And there has been a breach between us and God until Jesus came to God, and he bridged that gap. He bridged that breach so that now we can go to the Father and cry out, Abba, Father. We can go, amen, without shame, without guilt. We can go and bow before him. We can pray, and he hears us when we pray. God Almighty, the Father of heaven, he hears us when we pray. Glory to God. Amen. I praise him on today. I thank the Lord Jesus, our salvation, on today. Amen. God is good, and he is constantly, constantly, constantly in pursuit of each and every one of us, even after we've come to know him. Amen. From time to time, we go left when we should have gone right, or we go right when we should have gone straight, and he will pursue us and put us back on the right path. I give glory to God on today. I thank him. He's done that so many times in my own life, and I know that he's doing it in yours as well, because there is no respecter of persons with God. He loves us all equally. He loves us all. And what he's done for one, he will do for another. Amen. But there are certain conditions that must be met, as in everything. Amen. He does rain on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. But in order to reap, amen, the benefits of the heritage to belong to the Lord, you must be in Christ. And there is no other way to get to the Father but by him. Nobody can sneak their way in. They can't come in another way and establish another routine. We have to do it according to the Lord's standard. We have to do it according to his word. We have to do it according to the obedience of his word. And that means we must read. We must gain knowledge. We must gain wisdom. And we must get understanding in the word of God. There's no other way around this. There's no other way. Glory to God. I praise God on today that he is giving us that knowledge and that wisdom and that understanding that we so desperately need in this day and this age, when so many things are happening all around us. Volcanoes erupting in Hawaii. Slavery in this day and age in Libya. Oh, my God. Tsunamis and earthquakes taking place all over the earth. Violence, unprecedented violence
in the United States. Oh, my God. So many things to pray for. So many things. And I know that these things that we do against each other, human against human, that it grieves the Spirit of God. Because He wants us all to be in relationship with Him and with one another. He doesn't see the color of your skin the way that you see it. Our diversity is what makes us unique, and it ought to bring us together because of our curiosity of things. The Lord gave us that curiosity. Curiosity is a good thing. We ought to be coming together to learn about one another, to learn what connects us, not what divides us as humans. Oh, I give glory to God on today because He loves us with an everlasting love, all of us, no matter where we come from, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've seen or what we've heard, no matter who we've loved or how far we came or how far we didn't go. Oh, my God, He loves us all equally. We will all be separated if we don't come in through the door. He's given us instructions so that we can have life and that more abundantly. Amen. Just like you love your children and you don't allow them to do just anything because it's bad for them, God loves us even more, and He will not allow certain things among us. He will turn us out. He will turn us aside if we continue in those ways. He told us He would. And He is righteous. He is sovereign. And He must do according to His word. And He will do. And He has done. And He shall continue to do. But He loves us. So He continues to pursue us. And He continues to direct us and redirect us. He continues to revive us and restore us and regenerate us. He continues, amen, to repair the breaches among us. He continues to do that because of the love that He has for us and because He does not want us to see the destruction that was intended for Satan, for Lucifer, and the fallen angels. That destruction, hell itself, was made for them, children of disobedience. But He continues to pursue us so that we don't have to be named among the children of disobedience. He wants us to have life, and that more abundantly. And that life comes through Jesus. His word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They shall be saved. Amen. I love it when I read in the book of Acts, amen, and we read about when Jesus had journeyed through and He had taught His disciples. He actually was teaching them how to walk in the earth after that He left. He was planting seeds inside of them that would grow and flourish once He went back to heaven. Amen. And on the day of Pentecost, glory to God, one of the feasts, amen, that the Lord gave to the Jews and that they must keep throughout their generations. The word of God says so. There are three, amen, that are the main holy days for them. Pentecost is one of them. The Lord chose that day, the feast of the latter harvest, amen, to bring forth His Spirit in the earth. He chose that day to bring forth His indwelling Spirit, amen. He's always here among men. He's used men from the very beginning, amen. His Spirit was on them, but now His Spirit is in us. To lead us and to guide us so that we don't have to be named among the children of disobedience. And we don't have to receive the punishment that Lucifer, his angels, and the children of disobedience will receive. Hell is real. It was made a place of punishment for them, not for us. That is not the intent of God. His intent that none of us should perish. His word says so. None of us, but that all should come to repentance. That is His desire. That's His intent. But He's given us a choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. How the word Joshua spoke to the children of Israel. Choose you this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, and I speak for my husband. because I know these words are true and resonating in his soul. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And him only will we serve. Hallelujah. My husband, amen, is a bishop, amen, in the house of God, amen, over several churches, amen. And he is proclaiming the word of God everywhere that he goes. So I know those words are true. Amen. And I give glory to God for him. I honor him on today. And I honor the Lord with everything that I have within me because he is my God. He is my Lord. He's my keeper. He's my strength. He's my provider. He's my way maker. He's the lifter of my head. Amen. He is the one that does battle for me. The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Hallelujah. He avenges me. Glory to God. And he sets a table for me, a banquet for me in the presence of my enemies. That's the God I serve. Hallelujah. All glory and all honor to him. I praise him on today. Amen. We give honor to the Lord. Amen. With everything that I have within me. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord God, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, it was God. And the Word became glory and dwelt among men. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you wrapped yourself in flesh because there was no sacrifice that was adequate to save us. So you wrapped yourself in flesh, dwelt among us, had like passions as we do. And you gave your own life on the cross and was resurrected, hallelujah, to God, and took with you the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And every sickness and every infirmity and everything that was a consequence of sin, hallelujah, you have authority over. And you took it all back, hallelujah, the effects of sin. Oh, glory to God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you on today for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Bless, heal, and deliver each and every here on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Overtake them, Lord God, with your mighty salvation, salvation for their souls, their minds, Lord God, in our bodies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, work a work in the atmosphere, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and curse every demonic presence. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let it be burned up by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let nothing remain. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, sweep out every house. Sweep out every heart. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God. Do a great work, Lord God, in the atmosphere, in those, Lord God, that are listening, and those that took the time to hear. Bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and hearts to receive of your word on today, Lord God, as we read in Psalm 66 through 68. Move, oh God, in the hearts and minds of every man, every woman, and every child right now in the name of Jesus. Open our minds to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on today. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We give glory and we give honor to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all the praise, of every accolade that we can muster. And still, it is not sufficient enough. Amen. Because God is so much greater and so much more worthy. Amen. But we are going to give him everything we have. Amen. Throughout the days of our lives, let us praise and let us worship him, for he is worthy. Glory to God, he's worthy. Amen. I'm reading from Psalm 66 through 68. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will work. We will rejoice. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make your voice of his praise be heard. Who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls and goats, Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God. And I will declare that he has done what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he has extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God be merciful to us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Oh God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, oh God, sent a plentiful rain whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee, and she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God dwells. This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have held captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Selah, our God is the God of salvation. And to God, the Lord belongs escape from death. God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your procession, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before them. The players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations. The Lord, from the fountain of Israel, there is little Benjamin, their leader, the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke the beast of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord. Selah, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old, indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice, ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Oh God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. I have read and you have heard from Psalm 66 through 68 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I give glory to God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the name of Jesus. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.